Get a chance now to welcome in Ryan Mundy. Ryan, good afternoon. How are you?
Walked off the practice field. How you guys doing?
All right. We're good. How was practice this morning?
Well, we just finished up our walkthroughs, about to grab some lunch and get ready for actual practice in a little bit.
What's the difference in the second time you play a team in a walkthrough as opposed to the first time? Are there any differences at all?
Not really. I mean, you know, they know us and we know them. There's not going to be many secrets about this game, especially when we played them two games ago. So, you know, we just got to get ready to go back out there and execute.
Ryan, you got great playing time the other night, and you made the most of it. I know that's not how you like to get into a game, but just talk about your 10 tackles and your interception.
Whenever I get an opportunity, you know, the goal is always to make the most of it. And every experience that I get, you know, I'm just trying to get better and improve. So, you know, I like to go out there and just have fun, and that's what I did on Sunday night.
Yeah, you stopped Tyler Palco from having fun, I'll tell you that. How, you know, everybody's been saying that you know, that he was off, he was having a bad day. How tough was he for you guys, or was he not tough at all?
Well, he's good enough to play in the NFL at the quarterback position, so, you know, that says enough right there. But, you know, we knew that he didn't have the experience as, you know, some other quarterbacks that we faced this season, so we had to take advantage of that, and I think, you know, they came at us with a game plan of running no huddle, trying to simplify things for him to put him in the best position to succeed. So, you know, we just went out there, executed, played hard, and, you know, won the game.
Ryan, you obviously work close with Troy Polamalu. You see him every day. Does the way he play ever scare you? Do you worry about him having a long career because of the – I mean, he's such a ferocious hitter out there and doesn't seem to have any regard for his body.
You know, it's tough. You know, this is football, and I think he plays the way the game the way that it's supposed to be played. He plays 100 miles per hour. He gives his all out there, and he leaves it all on the field, so no one can ever question his effort or his approach to the game. And, you know, we feed off of that, and we support him as a teammate. And, you know, we care about each other because we know how physical the game is and how tough the game is. So at the same time, you want to be tough, but in the same breath, you also want to make sure that you take care of your body, and he does that. You know, he stays on top of his treatments and makes sure that he's ready to go each and every Sunday.
You anticipate he'll be ready to go this Sunday?
I'm not sure right now. You know, I know he had some tests he had to go through. I'm not sure how he did with those, but, you know, I know he's doing everything he can to make sure that he's out there on Sunday.
Do you is there, and we're talking to Steelers safety Ryan Mundy here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Do you just jump in? Is it okay to just jump in as you did, or do you like to know ahead of time if you're going to play? Do you like to at least have some kind of inkling that you're going to go if you're going to start on Sunday?
I mean, I think it's good to know before the game starts. But as a backup, I back up both safety positions. I always have to be ready to play,
right.
Just because of the way that both safeties play, Ryan and Troy, you know, they throw their body around and, you know, they try to make the big play, the big hits, and they play hard. So I definitely have to make sure that I'm ready to play each and every week because, you know, the saying goes, I'm one play away from getting in there.
Do you, looking at a guy like Andy Dalton, you see him the second time, a rookie, but yet a successful rookie so far in that. He's put some numbers up. He has his team winning. His team has a lot of faith in him. What do you see in him that makes him so good?
Well, he's just built a rapport with AJ Green, you know, the tight end Gresham, and the other wide receiver Simpson. Those guys are playing very well together, and, you know, they're a good group. They're a talented group, so it's kind of easy when you have talented playmakers like that to build a rapport, start trusting them. So his job is basically just to get them the ball and let them do the work.
Ryan, how good did it feel the last 2 weeks to finally get some turnovers? You had the two interceptions in Cincinnati, getting the four the other day in Kansas City. I mean, it's been very uncharacteristic of this defense not producing turnovers. Is this the start, finally, of something big, perhaps?
Well, we knew that, you know, as long as we kept going, kept executing, being in the right place, executing the defense properly, that the ball would eventually bounce our way, and that's what we kept doing. You know, you can't start stepping outside and trying to make a play and trying to do things differently within the structure of the defense. You know, we kind of just have to do everyone has to do their role and keep playing. And we knew that the ball was going to start coming our way eventually. So hopefully we could keep it rolling.
Are you guys surprised that the season has gone as well as it has, considering the offense sputtering a little bit, taking a little while to come the way things happened in Baltimore early on? Are you surprised, or is this kind of normal? Do you feel that this is where this team should be?
It's the NFL season. There's going to be highs. There's going to be lows. There's going to be ebb and flow. But our job is just to remain constant through it all and make sure that we're ready to play each and every Sunday. I think we're in a good position right now in regards to where we stand and controlling our own destiny. So the ball's in our court. So we're doing our best right now to make sure that we're ready each and every Sunday to continue to play and hopefully make the playoffs in January.
Lamar Woodley should be a lot of people are saying he'll be back this Sunday. Hopefully he will be back. He seems like he's on the closing end of his injury. How important is it for you guys? How is it for a guy like you to see him get back into action?
I mean, Lamar's a fantastic player, and any time that, you know, he's on the field, he's definitely a difference maker. So, you know, I think he's been doing everything that he can to get ready for Sunday. So hopefully he'll be out there joining us and suiting up to help lead us to a victory.
All right, Ryan, I got a crazy question for you. And you're probably going to laugh at me when I ask you this question, but I got a little crazy question. So you go in for Troy Polamalu. You get any of the Head and Shoulders commercial money for that too? Or you know, does he at least say, hey, you know what, you're in for me. I'll split one of my commercials with you.
No, I wish, though. My hair is not long and curly and flowing like his is, but you know, Troy is definitely he's got a future in the commercial business, because every time I see one of those Head and Shoulders commercials, I laugh, because it's like that kind of dry humor, and that's kind of how he is. He's a funny guy in the locker room.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you, is he the same way? Does he kind of keep things loose and light with you guys in the locker room? He seems like such a serious and intense guy on the field, but yet off the field, he's kind of got this persona where he loosens things up a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. Troy has a great personality. You know, he always has a joke to tell someone, and he's just like a free spirit, loose guy. You know, keeps it light, and just a fun guy to be around.
All right, now I know tonight you guys will get off practice probably about 6 o'clock, something like that. You probably got some playbook stuff you got to go through. But is there a football game you might be watching tonight?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't watch too much football.
Oh, because there's that West Virginia game tonight. So I was wondering if you're going to be watching that tonight.
Nah, I check out some games throughout the year, but when I go home, I'm at home. I really, you know, try to stay away from football when I get at home, because, you know, we put a lot of work in here at the facility from, you know, 7 to, like you said, 5 or 6. So when I go home, it's time to rest my mind, rest my body a little bit, and get an opportunity to get away from football for a little bit.
Well, and that's a good thing. I know sometimes I like to get away from radio, too, so I know exactly what you're talking about. Hey, Ryan, thanks so much for taking some time, man. We really appreciate it. It was fun watching you out there. Hopefully we'll get a chance to see you some more this Sunday against the Bengals, and more as you go down the final piece of the season.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.